Good morning and welcome to the conference of Getninja's results third quarter 2022. We have here in this room Mr. Eduardo Letelier, CEO and DRE, Lucas Arruda, Strategy Director, Cynthia Roth, CFO. All the participants are connected just as listeners, and later on, we open up the floor for Q&A session. The questions should be placed on chat, including your full name and company's name. We would like to inform that this conference is being recorded and translated simultaneously. Before starting, I'd like to clarify that all declarations during this teleconference about the business perspectives of the company, estimates and operational financial goals, are beliefs and premises of the board of directors, as well as current information available. Future consideration is not a guarantee of performance. They have to do with risk and premises because they refer to future events and they depend on unforeseen circumstances. The economic circumstances may affect the future results of the company and may bring different results from the ones expressed in this future consideration. I'd like to pass the microphone to Getninja's. You can start. Thank you so much. Thank you, Letelier, CEO, and the present here. I'd like to start this presentation with the main message that we have here. The focus were the adjust on the platform, considering the impact reduction on the marketing investments. And we could increase the revenue. We can have more improve with a better profitability when the customer goes to the platform. We continue to improve our efficiency on attracting and retaining professionals. We reduce the cash burn, 18 million last year, to 5.8 million this year. And our loss net profit from 8.8 million the same quarter last year, 2.7 to 7 million on this current quarter. So we can see a considerable evolution and focus on next quarter to increase our efficiency, creating more liquidity for the platform and improve the financial goals. We turned 11 years last month, and we are so proud of what we have built. We are the biggest service marketplace in Brazil. In income, professionals, there is no other marketplace present in Medicine, more than 4,000 cities. No other marketplace has so many services. Painter, electricist, English teacher, German teacher, barbecue, now with the World Soccer Cup, we are supporting Brazil. You can hire a barbecue maker here on Getninja's. So we have been building this platform that is really encompassing. And it's always good to remember how our business works. Our business model is very simple. The customer requests what he needs, and then we communicate this request to the professionals, and the professionals pay a fee to contact the customer. And before talking about the main highlights, I'd like to talk about the context and how this has impacted our business. For the first time in these 11 years that we have in Black Getninja's, there is a reduction in the query of online services. And this had an increase after the pandemic. We are getting back to normal. And also because of the inflation rate and the impact on consumption. With fewer people on the internet, this is Google data. Google's market is bigger than ours, so we are using this as a reference. With this decrease, it's more difficult to attract customers to the platform. It's harder to have clients, so we reduce our professional investment to keep the balance up, and we are going to see the behavior of these numbers now. And now, page number 5, we have the main highlights. 1 million requests in 2022, a reduction of 7% compared to the last quarter. We reached 4.5 million of professionals registered in our platform at 175,000 new professionals. 2022 was a very challenging year, and we see a meaningful improvement on the quarters. Although the reduction on the number of queries compared to the last quarter, we had a growth of 7%, reaching 4.3 million net revenue growth. Gross profit, 9% growth, and this quarter we reduced our loss in 16%, keeping the same growth, reducing loss 8.8 last quarter to 2.7 this quarter compared to 10.7 last year. Our cash burn was 5.8 million line with last quarter and 3 times lower than 3Q21. And we still have a nice reputation. Every year we are awarded as the best places. We have an app on iOS, Android. Both apps are well assessed, good scores for all the clients and professionals. We always provide good services. Page number 6, we have the customers. We are deep diving on customers and clients. In this quarter, the clients had 1 million clients request, a reduction of 7% compared to 2Q22, and a 23% reduction compared to 3Q21 last year. And although this reduction, we could monetize the services better. We are focusing on bringing clients from the regions we need, the categories we need, with a better profitability. So we revenue drops less than the number of customers. What we see, next slides, what do we have recurrent clients? In the percentage of 48% of recurring clients in the beginning of 21 and 56% of recurring clients in this final quarter. And this is due to the improvement of our app. We launched a new app for the clients that is easier to use. People like to use it better. They have it in their phone longer. We have been working on the brand, building up our brand. So this recurrency is growing. We observe that this number is growing every quarter. It's no bullet. Silver bullet is just work and long-term evolution numbers. And here we can see a context. This slide, number 8. We have seen it before, but it's always good to come back and highlight it. Considering requests, we have 38% in home renovation, 16% tech support, home services, events, and the smaller categories coming right after. Home renovation, we have higher value, more than 50%, because they have bigger tickets. The amount of services that we have brought in this page. And now on page number 9, in a scenario, in 2022, our focus is in the conversion and retention of professionals, improving the funnel since the professional start using the website, filling the information, download the app, start using it. Our product team, engineering team, we are going to see people on next slides improving the metrics of these professionals. And we are attracting the professional even in a scenario of client reduction, a scenario that's more adverse. It's a prepaid service. The professional needs to pay beforehand. So we kept a proactive number growing the professional base with investment that is lower in marketing. Page number 10, we can see interesting metric. Here we show in base 100 on commercial perspective. We are not going to open up this number because it's commercial and sensitive information. So it's interesting to communicate what we have been doing, improving in the platform. We had conversion rate that was X in September 21. So every 100 professionals registered in the platform X were converted. A year later, this conversion rate is 2.2X. What I mean is that increasing 200% conversion rate, we can activate and convert more professionals with the same volume of registered professionals. So it means the operational efficiency is improving, the technology of the platform is improving, the onboarding of the platform. All these details, when the professional knows about the Get Ninja until they activate, we are improving step by step, and this brings impact in the conversion rate. Now, I'd like to pass the microphone to Mr. Arruda, Strategy Director, to talk about financial status. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. Following the comments on Edu, I'd like to show you gross revenue composition. There are two points of perspective that are very important. We had a drop of 14% compared to the third quarter 21, influenced by the reduction on the volume of request, but we see a growth of 7% compared to the previous quarter, even with a lower volume of queries, requests. So we have an improvement of the profitability of the platform. We are using these requests better, and the main driver of this increase is the leads. Just to open up this conversation, the volume of leads represent 92% of total revenue, and the growth was 9% compared to the previous quarter, and a drop of 11%. Through these leads, the professionals access client information, and then we can measure the efficiency monetization of services, requests, and queries. The professionals are buying more of these services. We also have a relevant line, credits of clients, with a reduction of 19% compared to the second quarter 22 and the third quarter. And this revenue are credits that the professionals have and they did not use. And this is a revenue when they expire. A reduction on this line means a positive effect that means that they are using these credits more, they see more value on the platform. So it's healthy to have this reduction on this number because these professionals are using this investment better. And we have association revenue, 1% of the total. The contribution of this partnership goes beyond revenue, but it generates visibility to GetNinja, attracting clients and professional associations with big names. We have new partnership with Ambev, Coca-Cola, real estate groups. We are expanding the reach of this platform, bringing more organic visibility that is positive. The contribution impacts the revenue, but also the visibility and the reach of the platform. Now, deep diving the monetization of the request, we see the evolution 2020 that was average 9.7 reais. On every request, a very simple calculation. You have the numbers. We divide the revenue by the amount of requests that we have. So we evaluate this in other angles, but this is an important measure to show the evolution of the platform from a revenue of 9.7 reais in 2020. Now we are almost 12 in 21, and today 13.65, almost 14 reais in 22. This is due to different aspects, the value of the leads. So we work greatly observing the category combinations in regions. In regions that we charge less than we should, then regions that we were charging more. So this balance that they do manage at the beginning with a good balance, professionals and clients, was based on the leads price, so we charge the professionals a proper value. Another variable that really influences the volume of leads that every request has. When we have more professionals buying the same request, this means that it's attractive, they see value, they are competing for that, and this generates more choices for the client, increase this competition. But we can also block the competition, increase the leads. This is also a positive variable in the platform. So in general, these are the measures for the evolution. We just not increase prices, but we see these movements making this platform healthier for clients and professionals. Now talking about net revenue and gross profit. This is aligned with the gross revenue, although the reduction of this investment the last quarter and the same period when we had a more meaningful reduction in this context, adverse economic context, we can still have an increase and growth of 7% compared to the last quarter and a drop if we compare to the previous year. Lower dropping volume and internet query, lower than the market investment. So this measure says that we have a better efficient platform, and it's worth detail gross profit. We see a growth in gross profit aligned with the growth of net revenue comparing the second quarter. The variations compared to the last year are aligned. Margin improved compared to the previous year and previous quarter. This improving of 1-2 percentage points is coming from, we are already in the same comparison base. Reclassification of cost happened last quarter. Credit card and bank leads that are part of this cost line. And it's meaningful financially, so they are in the same comparison base. But we had efficiency gain in management of costs of servers and other things. We have been working on a variation on payment means with PIX with a lower cost compared to other payment means. It's more and more relevant. These reduce payment costs and a reduction in the volume of SMS. These SMS are volumes for authentication of professionals. As we are reducing the volume, we have a relief in the cost line. So we can see that the variation of the margin was positive compared last quarter and last year. That is a positive sign that the margins are better. Going to our main line, marketing and commercial expenses, we are talking about this evolution, and this point we have been mentioning since the end of last year. We had an acceleration of investments in 21, a big expense to put up the base, client base, professional database. And since last year, we are reducing in this quarter. We are keeping this reduction, with a reduction of 46% compared to previous year. We are talking for about 9.4 million. That is also a lower value than what we spent last quarter. Even with lower investment, we refined focusing more on the combinations of category and region. We talk about the best query, the best request and match. We can bring requests to a lower cost, and we can use these requests better. Even with a reduction on investment, we see efficiency, higher efficiency. Another interesting point is that we have been working to improve the quality of the requests. We have a new app with clients that is more relevant. They are using more. And this also helps the professional to adjust the structure based on the question. I'll give you an example. For example, if there is additional information on the request, the client can place a further request. This request is more appealing. The professional can choose it. This helps in the sales volume and the availability of the professional to pay that. So we are in a different level of investment. Considering our current size, this level is more sustainable and healthier now than what we had in the past. And I believe a good example is what we are talking on page 16. A metric that we measure is marketing efficiency. A simple calculation with the available number, you can do it. Gross profit minus marketing expenses. So we had an acceleration of these investments in 21. And this has brought a growth, but with a negative balance. If we see the second quarter, 21, we were spending more than what we could generate on gross profit. So these adjustments on investment started in the fourth quarter last year. We have a positive effect. And investment on a quarter impacts the following quarters. So we can see that the balance of four quarters is positive. In the first quarter, 21, that is positive balance. We would like to highlight the evolution, the second and third quarter, especially because they are in a comparable base to the previous quarter, coming from a sequence of quarters with a level of investment that was lower. And we see an evolution of this margin is a metric that we have been following up close, the calibration of investments and the balance generated. Our administrative expenses, we also saw this last quarter, non-recurrent expense, hiring consulting services, impacting the first and the second quarter. And from the third quarter, it was not present. We are reinforcing this commitment. This expense is not here, generating savings more than 20% in the expenses of the third quarter 22 compared to the third quarter 21. That is a growth. The company is on a different level, reinforcing the teams, especially technology, restructuring roles, so we have a more robust structure and ready for future growth. But observing specifically the third quarter, that is a reduction of 5% compared to last quarter. Talking about people, we can see that the company was growing through 21, getting more structure. What happened in this year? We are rigorous replacing positions and new hire. So we are more lean, especially in operational areas. Total employees and tech employees, product employees, we see the reduction is lower and the ratio in the total of employees is increasing. So this reduction is a natural turnover of the business, replacing positions, sharing activities. We are working on it without committing the day-to-day, compromising operations. So we have a higher value tech and product. We are a tech company. We have a relevant aspect of our team in this structure. Talking about adjusted EBITDA, the only adjust that we do in this quarter is about stock option plan. We have this provision as we did in the previous quarters, and it's important to highlight that there was no exercise until this moment, but this impacts the result, not directly the cash flow. So, accounting provisions, we have 9.4 million. And what is the behavior, the evolution every quarter? We had in 2021 EBITDA negative, and we are placing here this positive evolution compared to the last quarter, almost 3 million reais as improvement in our EBITDA, and improvement of almost 5 million compared to the previous year. So we do believe that we are on the right track and the positive trend improving this number quarter after quarter. The second quarter was more challenging, but now we are back on improving for the following quarters. Okay? And then I'd like to pass the microphone to Cintia, our CFO, to conclude this presentation. Thank you so much, Lucas. Observing our final line of the result, there was a loss in this quarter, 2.7 million, compared to the loss in the second quarter, 8.8 and 10.7. If we see the third quarter last year, it's a meaningful improvement, 70% improvement. And this is due to all the improvement that they were commented before me, Edu and Lucas, throughout this presentation. Financial result on the third quarter was 8.6 million, superior to the financial result we had in the previous quarter, 8.2. There was an improvement on the financial result, but this was not the main responsible by the improvement of the reduction of loss. It was more impact by all the improvement, operational improvements that we have been working in the last months, in the last quarters. If we observe our position, cash flow position is slide 22, cash burn, it's important to highlight two phases. The first phase, 2021, this was a phase, a process of IPO. We structured the company, building up the CLI, structuring the company to meet this demand, a company that was open, putting up a team to lead these new roles and new challenges that we had ahead of us, as well as technical teams to improve the platform, to improve the indicators, as we have seen in this quarter, especially this quarter. We had the Click and Pro basis, marketing investments. When we see 2021, this was meaningful when we compare to 2022. And phase number two is a phase this year, 2022. And clearly, we have a consolidation of processes, all this improvement that we have been implementing. They do not happen over time. You have to build them up throughout time. And we are picking up these results right now with a higher efficiency. We are more focusing on having a higher discipline, financial discipline, and we are focusing on our investment, especially marketing investment, on initiatives that would bring higher return. And like this, we see an important impact in cash burn. In the last three quarters, 2021, it was 32 million. And when we observe 9 months, these three quarters in 2022, this cash burn is reduced meaningfully to 12 million. And it's important, two pieces of comment to highlight. First, that we do not have debt or any other liability compromising our cash flow position. It's also important to highlight that our operational model has a positive cash flow. The professionals pay before using the coins when we see the revenue. And then we conclude this presentation, and now I open up the Q&A session now. We are going to start and open up the Q&A session for investors and analysts. If you want to place a questions, you can write on chat box with your full name and company's name. Wait until we collect all the questions, please. Eduardo Lotelier, the first question is Marcelo Santos, JP Morgan. Good morning. What is your perspective to resume the professional growth? Marcelo, thank you so much for your question. We are focusing on bringing professionals that use the platform more frequently, as we call it, super pros. So we do not see the next quarters a meaningful increase on the database of professionals, active and registered ones, but an increase of the professionals that really use the platforms. They have better economics. These professionals meet the client needs better. And this is our focus. Always privileging this, but now we are privileging then more on these initiatives, differentiated service. So we are trying to increase this reach, this use of these professionals. And that's why that the revenue is growing faster than the professional base. In the following quarters, we disclose more about the segmentation of professionals. The second questions, events, the World Cup can change the seasonality of GetNinja business. Great question. We are here also excited for the World Cup. First, World Cup days when Brazil plays is almost a holiday. Historically, we realize this effect here in the country. And how does GetNinja work on a holiday? On the holiday, if we do not have much request, we do not see professionals in the platform, but on the following day, we have this repressed demand. Happens on the following day, right after the holiday. When the holiday is in the middle of the month, we do not see difference in that month. But when it's in the end of the month is shorter, and this demand goes to the following month. The World Cup will be in the middle of the quarter. We do not see this seasonality impacting in a negative way the company. Of course, some types of service like barbecue maker, flag maker, some of these services grow in this period of time. We are going to market this service. The platform is horizontal. You can find everything. Maybe you can find Neymar, barber during the World Cup on GetNinjas. We make jokes like this, you know? But of course, we just make jokes for the brand, much more for the volume, like flag makers and barbecue makers is even shorter number than the house renovation. So we do not see a seasonality based on the World Cup effect. If you would like to place your question, you can use the chat. Luca Brandin, Bank of America. Good morning, everybody. I'd like to know if you can give some information about the growth strategy of the company bringing new clients. Are you going to focus on new regions, new verticals, increasing operational efficiency? Do you have any estimate when the company can break even again? So, great question, Luca. Right after the IPO, the company expanded to new verticals, new regions. And we realized in the following months that this expansion would be expensive. The media cost was very high. The pressure, the natural pressure for the company burn less was coming up. And since then, in the last three quarters, we are focusing on developing regions that are more developed already, focusing more in-house renovation São Paulo than in the interior of São Paulo, focusing on house renovation, technical assistance, then services of language classes in other cities. So we are focusing here in categories that are big in the platform, in big regions, and then we see the growth, at least in the end of this year and the next year, the beginning of next year. Of course, it's never written on stone. We are always trying here and then some investment in non-core region, non-core categories. We had the experience, nice experience. In the IPO, I mentioned this category of psychology in 2019 was 0.1%, 0.0 something in the platform. And in 2019, we invested on it and this category reached 4%, 5% of the platform during the pandemic. Now it'll be a little bit lower. But this is something interesting to have this choice, this option, even focusing on bigger regions, big cities. If you have this choice of investing in some regions, some categories, you can get a positive surprise. And this is becoming something relevant for the company. The second question is about operational efficiency and when we are going to reach break-even. We see this quarter, we left a loss of 8.8 to 2.7 million, considering profit, considering financial result. Probably we are going to reach this break-even in the middle of 23. You all know we have a relevant of cash position, 270 million on CDI Plus. Investment, 270 million of negative debt. We had no debt. Payables and receivables are even. We have this invested in CDI plus CDBs and some treasury bonds. Considering the financial aspect, we reach the break-even in 2023, but what's more important is operational break-even, excluding financial, and we are aiming this break-even in the beginning, the mid of 2024, observing the evolution we had in 21, 22. We are confident that we are going to get there. If you would like to place your questions, you can use on chat with your full name and company's name. There is a question, Patrick Bittencourt is asking this, about the increasing of taxes and non-circulant IR on financial investments, exclusive fund. We had funds with liquidity, daily liquidity, and now we have investments in funds with a liquidity that it goes beyond the current exercise. So if you observe, today our taxes to recover, we have part of it in circulating asset and part of it in non-circulating asset. In circulating, we also have the effect of the taxes on advance, is they are on non-circulant. And Patrick, I believe, has one more question. Can you disclose more the projects of SO? And how they influence the economics? To a align them all on the call SO is search engine optimization. These are the techniques that the companies have to position themselves better when they search on Google. Your link comes up in a Google search front page. The companies work in SEO. And how about working SEO? You follow the guidelines, Google guidelines of having a page that the engine search understands better, loads fast. The person clicks and your page opens up very fast. And a content that the client likes. If you build up a page that the customer, the user, enters your page, and after a minute they leave and search again, Google understands that the page is not relevant. And not relevant, it's not placing the first position. In order to be the first position, you need a page that is relevant to the user and relevant to Google. Get Ninjas have been working in SEO for 11 years. We are pioneers in different techniques here in Brazil. We follow international benchmarks. We are close to different agencies, so we can have a great work here. I cannot detail what we are doing right now because of privacy and competition. Basically, we have been producing lots of content, how to fix a sink, what is the cost of renovation work. We produce this content in a user-friendly page, and we position ourselves like this better and better on Google. My second question is about price engine. Ahuda showed us a page of presentation that our request price, our revenue income was 9. From 9 is more than 13 now. What does it mean? We are charging the right price for the right professional. So now we have more than 500 types of services. Painter, plumbing service, electricist, how much we charge the professional for the lead proportionally to how much he's going to make, how much they are going to mend. It depends on the type of the service and the customer. If the customer is going to hire that service or not, if they're going to hire 9% for sure, it's a higher expectation than a client that is going to hire 20% certainty, statistically 20%. That's the algorithm, but we also have machine learning and calculation to measure all this measurement. And we are going to evolve this month by month, day by day, so we can have higher profitability with the professional closing more services, more satisfied, the clients receiving better service. So when we talk about efficiency in the economics, so we have a price engine that is more efficient, having better prices, focusing on SO, not to depend on paid traffic, recurrence of the app, to have direct traffic. People go directly to the app, not paying toll for Google or Facebook. What Patrick is asking is about exactly what we are doing to improve the economics of the company. Vitor Oliveira has one more question about the revenue growth on query. Eduardo answered this, but if you have additional question, Vitor, I believe he has just answered this aspect and the perspectives about the income per query, per request. If you have questions, Rita de Cássia Santos is an architect. How do you integrate ESG in your company? In ESG, environment, social, and governance, It's a digital platform, 100% digital. We do not have stock, we do not have plants. So environmental aspect does not have much context on our work here. Of course, we try to use suppliers that are in compliance with the service. We use Amazon that is compliance with their service. Environmental is not so big. Social and governance. In social, we have a platform that generates value to the professional, get ninjas, growing the professional, makes more money, invest in the business. We change these professionals' lives. All over Brazil, we have different stories, successful stories. They were unemployed and they are professionals. They have a small company in Get Ninjas. Successful stories. So a social impact is generating opportunities to these professionals. Considering governance, we have an independent board with spread capital, a board with professionals with different experience, background, female leadership, you know, the levels of the company. We have a culture that respects, and it's hard to talk about it on a call. Most of the companies talk about it, but they never experience. But I invite you to come to our office, get to know us in person. So this is part of our DNA. We work and experience ESG in a natural way compared to companies that pollute a river. They need to plant trees to compensate. This is not part of our business. I believe we do not have more questions on this chat list. I'd like to thank you all so much. You participated on this call. Sending your questions. Our I channels are available for you. If you still have further questions, follow up question. Thank you so much to you all. We are going to close the session now. The teleconference of Get Ninja is closed. We thank you so much for your attendance. Have you all a great day.